For junior Beth Daniel, picking a language wasn't the easiest choice. Here in Carmel Clay Schools, middle schoolers can take French, Spanish, or German. In high school, students can still take their middle school language, but now have the option to take Chinese, Japanese, Hebrew, Latin, or American Sign Language. You can understand Beth's confusion.
Coming into middle school, it was actually sort of hard for me to pick a language. I was mostly focused on whether I wanted to do French or Spanish. French is a really global language. It's going to help you a lot around the world, but since I plan to stay in the United States and pursue a career with the United States, I thought that Spanish would be more beneficial for me. I read this one statistic, and it was like, by 2050, half of the United States population will be of Spanish origin. So I think that it's really helpful in trying to communicate with people.
Many schools, like Carmel High School, require students to take a course in a foreign language in order to graduate. But do students like Beth actually benefit from learning a language in school? I'm Kendall Fahey, and this is Parlay.
I think that one of the drawbacks I have seen learning a language through school is that you don't get to apply the language as much in a real-world setting. So obviously in the classroom, you can't have mini-obras, which are like short little plays, or you can't have presentations. But that's not necessarily how you're going to encounter Spanish in the real world. You're not talking to someone in the manner that you would encounter Spanish in the real world. And I think that's one of the reasons the teacher tried to encourage programs such as IU Honors, which allow you to be immersed within the language and apply it in real settings. So I just think that's one of the main drawbacks. But I feel like here at Carmel High School, they give you the tools necessary to be successful in that situation, but you don't necessarily have that experience. So it's up to you whether you take that path.
Beth is currently in Spanish 4, which is one of the higher levels of language classes at Carmel High School. She says that the class is more full immersion-based than the lower levels, which she likes. And she isn't the only one who enjoys that way of learning. Language teachers like French teacher Kim Manlick say that full immersion is the best way to learn a language.
Well, I think in the perfect world, it would be total immersion. But we don't have a perfect world within a classroom setting in a school. Yes, that would be ideal. The international school and places like that teach all the languages in the target language. I think it would be great. I don't think it's practical for our schools as they stand. But hopefully we incite in our students a love for language learning, which in turn gives them a desire to travel the world and enhance their language further by visiting a host country.
Learning in the classroom, no matter if it's taught in full immersion, can be very different than learning from a program like Rosetta Stone. Compared to a book or app, lessons in school offer a more auditory and cultural learning environment.
I think languages have to have a personal touch. I think it's communication. So much is conveyed in communication that has nothing to do with words, right? How you look, expressions, gestures. So I think learning it on an app, I mean, I think that can enhance any language learning, but I think really the personal, the eye-to-eye, the tete-a-tete is really the way.
However, in school, students only receive a few hours of language instruction per week throughout middle school and high school. The only outside reinforcement of that knowledge is through homework assigned. Few students ever experience the language outside of the classroom. Schools like Carmel High School require students to take at least a few years of a foreign language. The reasoning behind required language learning is a sociological idea of multiculturalism. It's the idea of coexistence of several cultures in the same area without the dominance of one single culture. Schools have students learn another language in hope that they will become more aware of other societies and cultures, therefore decreasing racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination. According to the Asia Society, an organization that promotes the global connection between Asia and America, high school students need to become ready for the global world. They push for teaching languages in the classroom to help children become more informed of their country and the global society. Now in the 21st century, the world is becoming increasingly connected through social media, politics, and economics. Organizations like the Asian Society are working to help young people better prepare for the future.
It opens the world to you. Anybody can go to a foreign country, but if you can speak the language of that country, you have then opened the door to the culture of that country. And you can feel the country. You can know the people and the customs. And I think, you know, just so many kids tell me, I understand my own language better now because I now understand what a verb conjugation is. Or, I mean, that's not a good example because we grow up doing it. But I think it just opens everything. It opens culture. It opens grammar. It opens sounds that we're not used to making. I think it's just super fun.
Studies have shown that early language learning improves cognitive skills. In a study by Foster and Reeves in 1989, 76th grade students were divided into four groups that differed by length of time spent in a foreign language program. There was a control group of 25 children who received no French instruction, and three groups of students who received French lessons. For 6.5, 15.5, or 24.5 months, these students received 30 minutes of French daily after they received 30 minutes of reading in English. Instead of 30 minutes of French, the control group just got more reading time. When the experiment was done, each student took a series of different tests, and the results showed that students who had received French lessons scored higher on the tests. Also, the students who studied French the longest performed the best. These types of experiments have been used with 2-year-olds in Hebrew and English and 5-year-olds with French and Italian, and have all found the same result. Bilingual children have a higher cognitive ability. Learning a language through school can give new language learners the support they need to succeed from teachers and peers. Back at Carmel High School, Beth Daniel is appreciating the benefits of her growing bilingualism.
I think it really helps with your critical thinking skills. So when you're approaching anything, not necessarily just a test, but any experience in life as a whole, you sort of have to make decisions based on that. And if you're speaking one language, you're sort of in this one box mode per se, so you're thinking straight. But if you're exposed to more than one language, it sort of gives you that edge in a sense that you have more exposure, so you have more experience. And I think it just helps really with your critical thinking skills, which is really necessary, especially as our globe continues to move towards increased globalization with a mix of different cultures. I really enjoy Spanish, and this year has really proven that to me. Growing up, I always wanted to join medicine, and that was like my main path, like I'm going to be a doctor. And now I think I'm going to minor in Spanish. I mean, I really enjoy it. I really want to do a study abroad program to Spain if I can in college, and that's a lot thanks to Spanish for.
I'm Kendall Fahey with Parlay. Thanks for listening. This episode was produced in the WHJE studios in Carmel High School. For more stories like this, visit WHJE.com.